Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. What the Cincinnati Bengals could not contain Friday night, we have run down. This is Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Charles Johnson. Had a nice long touchdown in the Queen City against the Cincinnati Bengals, and he joins us for Vikings Game Plan.
Michael Pruitt in motion. Teddy shotgun steps up in the pocket. He's going to fire deep for Charles Johnson. Wide open. Caught. Touchdown.
You started out things at Eastern Kentucky,
yeah.
Which is very close to Cincinnati. So I would imagine a bevy of friends and family members at the game supporting you?
Yeah. I grew up in Covington, literally right across the bridge from Cincinnati. And, I mean, that's home. Bengals are the team that we watched growing up. The closest team to us. So it's pretty cool to go back home and get to score a touchdown. So it was a blessing.
Now that we've seen that touchdown, you lived the touchdown, and you've watched it back. What led to you being that open for that touchdown?
When he seen my stem when I came off on my route, he kind of squatted, thinking I was going to run a breaking route. But when he squatted, I just kind of zipped by him, and Teddy gave me a great ball. We ended up scoring on the play.
Playing wide receiver is a lot more technical than people think, right?
Oh, yeah.
But when it comes to learning a play and having your individual thing work the right way, how technical can it get?
It can get really technical. I mean, you want to make sure you do the little things right, and that's important. And going out there, you want to be as detailed as you can on each route and understanding what coverage can affect which route, what the reads are going to be. You want to be able to understand all that. So for me, it's just kind of trying to be a student of the game. It's real technical.
Charles, what has it been like for you with the Minnesota Vikings? I mean, 2014 worked out well for you. Last year, you get hurt early in the season. Here comes Stephon Diggs. Then this year, they draft Laquon Treadwell in the first round. So through all of that, how has it been for you?
It's been good, man. I mean, I'm just still blessed to still be doing the things I love to do. It was super frustrating for me last year because, I mean, as a competitor, you want to be out there. You want to help your team win games. And I got banged up a little bit. It was just another thing to my story, man. It ain't never been easy for me in my life. So just another hurdle I had to jump over and kind of changed my mindset on everything, my outlook on everything. It kind of molded me into a different person coming into this year. And I take it with a grain of salt. I think it helped me out, but it was kind of bittersweet.
You've been here every step of the way with Teddy Bridgewater. From that day you started working with him in New Orleans to where he is now, what do you like about Teddy's game?
I just like how poised he is, how cool he is. He's never going to get really rattled at all. I mean, he's always going to be out there confident and going to go out there and try to make plays. When you let Teddy unleash and just let him do what he can do, that man can play this game at a high level, and we all know that, and we appreciate him. And he's a student of the game as well. He wants to be perfect. It's hard to be perfect, but he tries to be.
How has wide receivers coach George Stewart helped you?
Stu's our guy, man. I mean, we all love Stewart. He's a real down-to-earth guy. He's going to keep it real with you, and he wants everything done right, and he wants it done in a good pace and at a good manner, and respecting for that. And it's the little things that he takes key on. Like, you can do the littlest thing wrong, and he's going to, you took a wrong step there, you crossed over. Like, little things like that he's going to point out to us, but we love it because he keeps us on our toes, he keeps us working hard, and that's why we try to be the best we can.
We mentioned Laquon Treadwell earlier, who debuted pretty well in Cincinnati, in my opinion. What has it been like working with Laquon? And if and or when he becomes really good at this level, what do you think he does real well?
Oh, yeah. Laquon, it's been fun since he got here. I mean, at first, he kind of was a little sensitive with us because, you know, our wide receiver room, we're kind of just out there. We got all different type of people in our rooms. So we had to just tell him, like, man, it's nothing personal. We're going to keep it real. And now he understands. So he's like one of us now. And the guy, he's a talented kid, man. He can go out there, he can play, he can do everything. He works really hard. That's one thing I noticed since day one, since he came in here. If he messes up on something or if he struggled at something that day in practice, you're going to see him staying late to fix that problem or fix that thing that he might have messed up on. So the kid works hard, and he's going to be a great talent.
The Vikings defense, specifically the secondary, is very deep. What's it like for you going against that secondary in practice or scrimmages?
I think it's great. I think it's great for our receivers. We got some great guys over there on the defensive side, and when we get to games, it makes it feel a little bit easier because guys like Xavier Rhodes, who's going to put all these hands on you, always leaning on you, he's heavy. And then you got a guy like Terrence Newman who's jumping routes and reading stuff so fast, and Trey's speed and Cap is strong. So when you get to the game, it's just like, man, this guy's not leaning on me. This guy's not that fast. So it's like you get to see a little bit of everything in practice. So when you get to the game, you've been trained for that, and it makes things a little bit easier.
The joint practices last week, what was it like in one-on-one drills against Adam Pac-Man Jones?
It was cool, man. I mean, Adam, he loves this game of football, and he's a very, like, he's a very good competitor, and he's really firm, like, at what he does. He loves it. He can get a little hot at times, and I did get a little hot with him because we had a little release drill, and he poked me in my eye. And I was just like, dang, he poked me in my eye, and he got mad for some reason, just was like, oh, I ain't mean to poke you in the eye. He just got really mad. Oh, what you gonna do about it? So I just like, man, all right. After that, man, it was on to the next play. He, over there talking to me like nothing happened. He's a cool guy. He's just a competitor, and he loves playing this game.